Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. We do have a winter weather advisory in effect for the city, Long Island, and East Central New Jersey. A winter storm warning for most areas to the north and west of the five boroughs. While a lot of us are not looking forward to snow shoveling, others remain chill about it. Let's check in now with 1010 Winds reporter Monica Guy. Monica?
Hey, Donna. So, you know, it's the kind of stuff, the kind of sleet that if you're out walking, it like pelts you right in the eye. Makes you have to stare at your feet, but that's okay because everybody seems to have put like ice melt or salt on the pavement. Definitely a good idea if you have to go out, bring an umbrella, or make sure your coat has a hood big enough to shield your face. And, you know, just forget about wearing glasses because they're just going to get covered in schmutz.
New York does such a good job of shoveling and salting usually. Like, it's totally doable.
And right now there is a Department of Sanitation plow passing me by. And, you know, they're doing a great job out all over the five boroughs, brining, getting the streets covered in that salt mixture to keep things flowing and clearing any snow. But there's no real accumulation right now in Soho. And most of the sidewalks, again, that I've seen have had that ice melt on them to keep them safer. And that means a lot of people are still out and about.
I'm actually excited before it turns brown and dirty.
Depending on when the snow stops, New Yorkers have just a few hours to clear the sidewalks or face a fine. And here's a pro tip for you, Donna. It's easier to shovel when the snow is still white and clean. Yeah. In Soho, Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
All right. Well, who knew about that? The city's Office of Emergency Management, Monica, has issued a winter weather alert. They're urging New Yorkers to take the storm seriously. Assume all travel will be hazardous, so allow for extra time if you must go out. Use mass transit if possible. And speaking of travel, we do have delays and cancellations at the airports because of this weather. A few hundred of each, all told, at Newark, LaGuardia, and JFK. So we shouldn't need to tell you. Check ahead with your airline if you do plan to fly today. Now, New Jersey is under a state of emergency, and a ban of tractor trailers on highways is now in effect. Governor Murphy spoke with 1010 Winds about it earlier.
We have historically, particularly in the elevation where you have potential jackknife of tractor trailers, which is obviously dangerous for the individuals involved specifically, but then it could clog us up for hours on end, and we're trying to get out ahead of that.
And his suggestion is that you check ready.nj.gov for safety information. Of course, keep it locked here at 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM for the latest on the storm, also at 1010winds.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.